The Texas legislature gavels in today, and a big issue is whether to keep funding its beleaguered juvenile justice department. If lawmakers don't pass a bill, the agency will close down. The state's juvenile justice department stands accused of sexual and physical abuse of youth, and it faces high turnover. Paul Flav has been following all this. He's accountability reporter with Texas Public Radio. Paul, thanks for the time.
Thanks for having me.
So this bill to keep the agency afloat, if it does not pass, what happens to the juvenile detention facilities and the young inmates there?
They would be probably distributed amongst counties, but that is not expected. They do expect to have a bill. They just went through an extended sunset advisory commission process, which is the body that basically evaluates if we are going to continue a state agency. They made recommendations in November to, among other things, fund the agency for another 2 years, improve transparency, build two new large youth jails. So while there isn't a bill yet that's been filed, it is expected, and the deadline is March 10th.
Okay. And tell us about these juvenile detention facilities. I gather the staff has something like a 70% turnover rate?
That's right. Staffing issues have gotten so bad at times that TJDD called in the National Guard to help staff detention facilities. Last spring, youth could spend more than 20 hours inside rooms some days because they didn't have the staff. Here's Executive Director Chandra Carter talking about it in a sunset hearing in June.
Our people are exceptionally exhausted. They don't see a lot of hope. And we have placed so much strain on the system and asked so much of people that it is collapsing. Even the people who are the most dedicated are unwilling to stick around.
And the department's raised wages, which has helped. For instance, staffing got so bad, they stopped taking new kids into the system last summer, leaving them in the counties. The backlog got up to about 150, but that's improved and kids are trickling in slowly. It's still about 100 kids.
Yeah. And tell us more about how this all is impacting the youth who are detained, what this staffing situation means for their conditions, for their safety.
Yeah, like I said, they were spending up to 20 hours a day in some of these in their rooms because they just didn't have the staffing available to take them out. There were times where they were asked to use facilities, or they couldn't get to the facility, so they were using containers. But the department says they made a lot of progress on this, and the raises that they passed this year have helped. They were cropping up these issues when facilities were in partial lockdown, and that number has dropped. They say they are in normal programming where kids are out of their cells at least 12 hours a day, about 89% of the time last month. That trend is going the right direction, but as with all their hires the past two or three years, the question is, can they keep these folks?
Yeah. Meantime, the Federal Justice Department is investigating several detention facilities in Texas alleging physical and sexual abuse. What comes next there? Potential charges?
So they announced an investigation 15 months ago. And basically, they would come back with their findings any minute now. You know, they're expected usually a year after, and we're at 15 months. And so, among other things, physical and sexual abuse of kids in the system by either kids or by staff. And we talked to Julia Bate, a former Justice Department official who has worked in this area, and she said, depending on what the DOJ finds, the state could see a heavy-handed consent decree with court monitors or something less aggressive in terms of a settlement. But she called the investigation announcement akin to an indictment, and reform advocates have been calling for changes on these issues for years.
So it could take a number of forms, and budgetary issues would likely play a factor in those types of negotiations. If there's an indication that the state's not taking these issues seriously, that's all the more reason for DOJ to really step up and make sure that they do start taking these issues seriously. And this isn't the first time Texas has had sexual abuse scandals in their juvenile facilities. Like, what is it going to take?
And Paul, just briefly, you and she have mentioned this budget fight. The governor of Texas has moved millions of dollars from this budget to border security. Is that right? Is that part of this budget push and pull going on here?
I wouldn't call it much of a fight. The governor took $30 million from the juvenile justice as part of a nearly $500 million across the board reappropriation from multiple departments to fund his border operation project, Operation Lone Star. His office defended the move, saying these were excess funds. They were offset by federal money from CARES and ARPA. Reform advocates have said the agency, you know, desperately needs this money, and it's the most recent budget request. In its most recent budget request, the Juvenile Justice Department said it needed about $33 million to permanently raise wages to address its staffing crisis.
Yeah. And finally, just quickly on staff, what does the situation mean for staffers, for the guards? What about their safety if there aren't enough staff members?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen assaults on staff be a regular occurrence at these facilities. The facilities are old, aging, and they definitely do not feel safe often in some of these facilities at the staffing levels that we've seen in 2022.
Okay. That's Paul Flav, accountability reporter for Texas Public Radio. Paul, thank you for the time.
Thank you.